Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. They ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. And I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economic. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control buildings and industry, and put that pulls in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for a lead. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folks got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations, who got the money? That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with your politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor, then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk only control less than 35 thousandths of 1% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad-mouthing you. And O'Reilly, they can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't even communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisoners in the United States are black people. Even though you only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March, boy, who cares? Marching has never changed anything.
All right. Today's It's Miles podcast is titled Creating Geese Who Lay Golden Eggs. Now, most of us, of course, depends on what country you're in, the story might be told or the fable might be told differently about the goose that laid the golden egg. I'm getting to the moral of the story. Let me repeat it for those who haven't heard of the fable, the goose that laid the golden egg. There was this farmer, and one day he discovered that he had a goose that laid a golden egg. So the goose was laying one golden egg a day. And he went back and told his wife about it. And, they were both excited. And this was a poor farmer at first. But he discovered he had a goose that laid a golden egg. So he told his wife about it. So they just decided to take the golden eggs and go into town and sell the golden eggs. Well, after a while, they became rich, wealthy, from selling these golden eggs. But then the farmer got greedy. He had the wild idea, catch it, crazy idea. You know what? Let me cut open the goose and pull out a lot of golden eggs. He wasn't happy with getting one golden egg a day. So he cut open the goose, thus killing the goose that laid the golden eggs. And there were no golden eggs on the inside of the goose. And he only had one. All right. So, probably went broke after that. So we all, everyone, at last one of us, we all have a golden goose. Most of us probably have a flock of geese, but we haven't recognized them as geese. And you know what? Even if you don't have any of a flock of geese, and I'm talking metaphorically, okay, metaphorically, or a goose, talking about a metaphorical goose, something that's going to pump you out some wealth or some cash flow, you can create your own golden goose that lays golden eggs. And even better than that, you can create a whole flock of geese that lay multiple golden eggs. So as we play our morning ritual of solar cabin, the guy who built the cabin for $2,000, well, $5,000, when you include the solar electric system, think about that as a goose. And if you rent it out on Airbnb or Vrbo or whatever, or Craigslist or whatever, that rent symbolizes your golden eggs. And we'll have events offline where we can get together face-to-face and do this. So let me play Solar Cabin, our morning ritual, because that's the primary goose that we'll be building with our own hands. And we're not just going to stop at one, because for each one that you build, you know, because geese is multiple. All right, let me play this and then we'll come back.
Hi, folks. In this video, I'd like to talk about how to have a home with no house payments and no monthly utility bills. You may think that's not possible, but I do it, and lots of other people do it as well. I'm going to show you how it can be done, how it can be done very inexpensively, and just kind of give you some ideas for things that you can do that society and the economic powers that be don't want you to know. So stay with me for a second and let me walk you through this. First, you need some land. This is my piece of land, which is under an acre, about 3/4 of an acre. And that's really all you need to take care of most of the needs you have and for running a small homestead. Now, I was lucky enough to get this piece of property from family. It was willed to me when my father passed away. But I have also purchased small pieces of property like this for under $400. I have an acre down in Arizona near Sholo, Arizona that I purchased for under $400. I have 5 acres near El Paso, Texas that I purchased for under $700. So it's very easy to find a piece of land if you do some looking around. eBay is a good source for finding land. Tax sales are a good source for finding land. Family members may want to sell off a piece of land. Go around looking in rural areas, and maybe you'll find a farmer that wants to split off a small piece of land and would gladly sell you one. You don't have to spend a lot of money on land, okay? This is land that doesn't have utilities run to it. It doesn't have a blacktop road that runs into it or driveway. It's rough land. That's what you start with usually if you want to buy a small piece of land that you're going to homestead on. After you have your piece of land, then you're going to have a house. You can have a big house like most people live in, and you can pay a lot of money for it and have a mortgage and be a slave to the system for another 30 years, or you can decide if you'd like to build a smaller house like mine. Paid for with cash. This is my solar cabin. The cabin cost me $2,000 to build. That does not include the doors and windows, which I salvaged off of a trailer that was being torn down. For the cabin, it cost me $2,000. It is 14 by 14. Downstairs is living area, dining area, bathroom, kitchen. Upstairs, I have a loft, bedroom, and an office. In my other videos, I take you on a complete walkthrough of this cabin, so watch those if you want to see how the cabin is as large as it is and functional on the inside. Up there on my roof, you see my solar panels. That's a 350-watt solar system that provides all of my electricity needs for lights, TVs, water pumps, all miscellaneous gadget, laptop, TV, run my vacuum, and everything else off of a 350-watt system. That 350-watt system cost me under $3,000. $2,000 for the cabin, $3,000 for the power system of solar electricity, and I use propane. I have a propane tank in the back of the cabin, and I have a propane furnace, fridge, stove, and on-demand water heater, and those cost me just about $200 for an entire year. And we have cold winters here, folks. Under $200 for an entire year for all of my propane. That is the only utility bill I have. I do not pay for electricity. I do not pay for water because I drilled my own water well. Before I drilled my own water well, though, I hauled water in. But drilling a water well on a piece of property is not that hard. You can either do it yourself or hire somebody to do it. So I have no monthly utility bills. I have a house that's completely paid for. And I have freedom. A freedom that you can't get when you're under the pressure of a mortgage and utility bills. I want you to take just a minute and think about what you could do with your life if you had no house payments and no utility bills. And I'm telling you, it is completely possible. I'm not going to go into any details of how to get out of the house that you're in. You're going to have to figure that out and talk to some professionals for some help that way. All I'm here to do is tell you it's completely possible. Now, some of you are looking at the cabin and saying, yeah, but I couldn't possibly live in anything that small. This cabin was designed specifically for additions to be built on any of three sides. As you can see, the cabin has no windows on any of the three sides. There is a window in the back door glass. The sides are 14 by 14. The cabin was built to have shed additions built on all three sides. This cabin is 400 square feet approximately inside with 200 square foot footprint. When you add on additions, you could add on an additional 400 square feet on either side and off the back, giving you anywhere from 800 to 1,200 square feet. The great thing about building a small cabin to start out with, though, is it gives you a place to live when you build on your additions, and that way you can wait and live very cheaply without any house payments or utility bills, and then when you have the money, you can build on the additions to expand the cabin. That's very good for a single person or a young couple who don't have children because you don't need a whole lot of space to start off with. This way you can save for it, build on as you want to, have the additions, have the extra room if that's what you want. Now, I live full-time in this cabin. I live by myself, but my girlfriend comes up here on the weekends, and we stay together, and let me tell you, it's perfectly comfortable. We don't feel cramped at all, and we'd much rather have a small place like this. It takes a lot less money to heat. It takes a lot less money to cool. It's a lot easier to clean. It's just a fantastic home. Now, I'm not trying to push you into building a home exactly like mine. I'm just trying to provide you with some ideas. If you wanted to come up with different ideas, a different plan, that's just fine by me. But if you are interested in learning how to build a home like mine, I do have an ebook available and a printed book available called Simple Solar Homesteading. Go to www.simplesolarhomesteading.com. You can learn how to build a cabin like mine or at least get some great ideas for building your own home. Now I want to repeat, I own my land. I have a house that I built for under $2,000. I have a solar electric system that I have for under $3,000. I use propane, which costs me under $200 a year. I have no house payments. I have no utility bills. If you want a life like this, it is very possible. You can stop listening to the media, and you can stop being put under society's pressures to live in the type of houses that everyone tells you you have to live in. You can live very inexpensively, and you can do this at any age, whether you're older or younger. If you're younger and you start in a place like this, imagine the amount of money that you would have to retire on, with no house payments, no utility bills, and freedom. Thank you for joining me, folks. Please watch the rest of my videos for more detailed information on each of the systems and a complete walkthrough of the cabin.
Now, the reason why we play that audio so much really is by request. And then also, it is what he explains in there is our golden goose. Building small structures like that, you don't have to live in them, but there are a gang of people who will live in them, long term, month to month, or even short-term stay vacations or what have you. But that's our primary golden goose. All right. Now, for some people, particularly if you live in a westernized country, one goose won't produce enough for you. Some people, you might have to get some geese up in there. Okay, it could be two, three, whatever. Get you a flock of them. But, for instance, if you want to send a kid to college, I'll give you a good example. People that are using Airbnb to send kids to college, to pay off mortgages, to pay off debts, to pay off car notes, off of one golden goose. It could be a spare bedroom, that's their golden goose. It could be the spare garage, that's their golden goose that lays the golden egg. Okay. And through that one golden goose that's laying the golden egg of rent payments, short-term rent payments, they're able to do these things, travel, you know, whatever they want to do. All right. Now, we don't want you to kill that golden goose or expect too much out of that one golden goose. You might need to get a flock of geese. Now, you can either go out and buy more, or you can create it by building, which is less expensive. That's what we recommend. So what we shall be doing, making available to you, the listeners, we're going to do over the wintertime, because it's October 1st right now, is we shall be having meetup groups where we'll be teaching people from scratch how to build your own, or how to create or build your own golden goose. Like I said, you can live in it, but if you're looking for some extra income, this is the way to do it. You build yourself, you own it, you rent it out, you do what you please with it. And then if you got kids to send to school, child support, want to go on a jet set vacation, pay off some debts, whatever you want to do with your money, okay, build yourself a flock of geese that all lay golden eggs through rentals. That's what we'll be doing, okay? Now, we'll be posting videos on YouTube on this. We'll be having Airbnb experiences primarily in 2 to 3 markets. We'll be doing stuff in Florida State. We'll tell you the location soon. In the state of Washington, in the greater Seattle area, and we're working on the greater Chicago area. Those three areas for the wintertime. All right. And for some of you who've already noticed, we've increased our podcast. We do things on Anchor. Our Anchor podcasts are typically like under 5 minutes. Right now we're on 30 different platforms. And tomorrow, what we'll do, probably we were supposed to do it today. I forgot. Because other stuff popped up. But tomorrow, hopefully, we're going to follow we're going to do a little trending topics. We're going to follow the Amber Geiger case in Dallas. So what we'll do is we'll come on for an intro live stream right here on It's My House. But throughout the 30-minute live stream that we'll do tomorrow, we'll give another number to another platform where we can talk for a good 2 hours. And we want to analyze what's going on down there. They went to the liberation yesterday, late in the day, so I don't know, you know, what's going to happen today. But tomorrow, that's what we're supposed to talk about today. But you know what? We're saving it for tomorrow. Okay. The jury might come up with a verdict tomorrow. By this time tomorrow, I don't know. Robin, any announcements to make? If so, just press 1. If not, Oh, let me explain more because we got 10 more minutes left on here. The Airbnb experiences that we have now, we got one published already on Airbnb. There are two major distinctions on Airbnb. Well, three. Accommodations, which we're registered for that. Airbnb experiences and Airbnb adventures. What we're working on now are Airbnb experiences and adventures. Let me tell you the distinctions between the two. The Airbnb experience is typically less than 24 hours. It could be 1 hour long, 2 hours long. We have an Airbnb experience which is 12 hours long. The first part of it covers some type of cooking, particularly if it's a nice clear day, we're going to teach people how to solo cook. But if the weather doesn't agree with us, we're going to concentrate on gourmet meals or economical meals that are healthy, tasty, and you can feed a lot of people on the cheap. And then the second part, and that's the first activity. The second activity will be us building something. So that's a 12-hour event, and it's titled Break Bread and Build. Break Bread and Build. All right. We're doing some tweaking because we're going to have a location in Chicago. We got dates already set for April and May of next year, but we're trying to bring it in so we can do some things this year during November, even maybe towards the end of this month, definitely November, December. We can do some things. So that's Break Bread and Build. So like Break Bread and Build Chicago, Break Bread and Build Seattle, Break Bread and Build Timbuktu, wherever part of the globe. And if you're interested in being a partner on that, on-the-ground partner with that, contact us, 202-280-5153. That's 202-280-5153, or reach us on one of our platforms. So that'll be a 12-hour offline event, Break Bread and Build experience, all right? Now, the other Airbnb events that we'll be sponsoring will be Airbnb Adventures. Airbnb Adventures is where you stay overnight, okay? It might be one night. It might be five consecutive nights. It'll be a continuation of the 12-hour event. So we'll be cooking things different days, turning everything into a video or a podcast. Instead of building one house, we might build, you know, if it's a five-day event, we might build three to five tiny houses and nano houses, or excuse me, rooms or facilities, where you can create the bonds or everything else. So we're going to start off with weekends, though. We're going to start off with weekends. So essentially, we start on a Friday, for a few hours. Then people go home that want to go home, and then for overnight, we got offline, we got accommodations. So you might spend Friday night, we might hang out. Saturday night, we might hang out. And then we go our separate ways on Sundays. So we're going to start out with Break Bread and Bed Adventures that'll, Friday night, Saturday night, the weekend, we'll hang out and build, cook and build. Break Bread and Build. So we'll have more information on that for people that are interested on that, particularly if you're interested in becoming a host or hostess in your neck of the woods. You don't have to come, like if we're doing something in Chicago and you live in California or Alaska or Mumbai, India, you don't have to fly in for those places unless you want to. If you're interested in hosting or co-hosting of an event of Break Bread and Build in your neck of the woods, specifically contact us and we'll work out the logistics. All right, well, that about does it for this edition of It's My House. We'll be back tomorrow for an extended version on an additional platform where we can pick up on the Amber Geiger case happening down in the state of Texas. On that note, everyone have a very positive day.